So as we are rejoicing and you know celebrating love,
当我们聚集一起欢喜的去学习
，we also know that people are suffering.
虽然我们这么开心，但是其实这个世界上也有人正在受苦。
Especially those who lost their loved ones on Monday.
那特别是这周的星期一，有不少的家庭都失去了心爱的人。
I wonder if any one of you have been following, I wonder if any one of you has been following the tragic stories of those killed in the Manchester bombing.
大家有看曼城这个爆炸的这个新闻吗？
I didn't want to share the link because I'm not sure if everyone could handle like this kind of really personal stories about all the victims.
那我没有跟大家分享一些的连结，因为不知道大家是否可不可以承受有一些的报道是比较详细个人的这些的失去的人他们的故事啊这些。
But for me personally, I actually deliberately looked for these stories and tried to understand, who these people were.
那我自己就有去看这些详细的报道，去认识一下这些去世的这些的受难者。
Because it's so easy for us to think, oh, that's just another piece of news. It happens everywhere, every now and then.
因为我们很容易就会想啊，这只是另外一则报道。好像这个世界上都发生好多类似的事。
But just think about it. If it's someone you know, if it's your own mother or your own sibling, I'm sure your feeling would be totally different.
但是如果我们尝试想一想，如果这件事是发生在我们朋友身上，或者是我们的家人身上，那我们感受就完全不一样了。
So I read that a 20-year-old young man, handsome young man, he actually left his PR firm just last week to take 2 months off to travel around the U.S.
那我读的一则报道是一位21岁的年轻人，他
二十九，
29岁的年轻人，他刚刚有一些的假期，打算去旅游。
Who would have thought that before he even set off for the U.S. he would have died attending a concert?
就没有料想到他要去美国旅游之前呢，就上命在这个演唱会里面。
A 14-year-old young girl from Leeds, she actually went to pick up her sister with her mother and grandmother, and instead of her sister dying, she actually died.
那么另外一则的新闻是一个14岁的小女孩跟她的妈妈还有祖母去接她的姐姐，那她姐姐就在这个去看演唱会，但是没想到去世的反而是这个小女孩，而不是她姐。
And her mother and grandmother were both hospitalized.
那她的妈妈跟祖母也被送进了医院。
I can't imagine how that sister who's still alive would be feeling when she found out, for her sake, her younger sister lost her life, and her mother and her grandmother both suffered serious injuries.
那么我很难想象这个姐姐她是什么样的感受，就是她妹妹来接他的时候丧生，还有他的亲这两位亲戚也是受伤了。
I think if I were her, I probably would feel I'd rather dying myself.
那如果我是这个姐姐的话，我可能会觉得，那我宁愿我自己死了算了。
I think I would feel so guilty for the rest of my life.
那我也会觉得，一生都有这个罪疚感。
I remembered when I had a serious car accident.Shortly after I got my license.
那我记得我刚刚拿到这个驾照之后呢，就发生了一个车祸。
At that time, my brother was still not a Christian.
那时候我的弟弟还不是基督徒。
He was sitting right next to me.
那他就坐在我旁边。
And a car hits us from the side, so almost hitting my brother.
所以就有一辆车撞过来就。从这个旁边撞到我们，那就是差一点点就撞到我弟弟了。
And back then I was thinking, if my brother had lost his life because of me, I think I would just go insane and I would like hate myself so much and yeah, I'll probably kill myself or something.
那时候我想，如果我再开快点，那我弟弟被撞到的话，那我会觉得我可能就会发疯因为 我就一生都会不会原谅自己。
But I thank God, God spared me from that.
但是我很感恩神就没有让我真的遭遇到这样的事情。
But think of all these people who didn't have a choice, just like another two mothers who also lost their lives while they were waiting for their children in the foyer to pick them up from the concert.
那另外的是两位妈妈，他们在等他们的孩子在那个大厅的时候，那他们就丧命了。
It's really tragic and traumatic for everyone.
这样的经历都是对任何人来说都是很很有创伤啊，是很惨的。
So I wonder if you have heard of a term called PTSD.
不知道大家有没有听过这个词叫创伤后压力症候群。
Yep, it's post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's an anxiety disorder caused by stressful, frightening, or distressing events.
那这是一个精神上的一个病呢，是这个原因呢是来自于很有压力啊，或者很惊吓的，或者是很就是很
叫人很
忧郁 distress 啊，叫人很伤痛的一些的事件而导致的。
And people with this disorder, this condition, often relives the traumatic event through nightmares or flashbacks.
那有这样的病的人呢，他们往往会在脑海里都是想到之前所受到这些的创伤。
So you would have heard of soldiers who returned from wars who could not live a normal life anymore because of all the terrible bloody scenes they saw.
那大家可能听过一些从战场上回来的士兵，他们都会有这样的经历，就没有办法像正常人过生活，总会想到在战场上那些血腥的场面。
Wow, so suddenly we feel like one moment we were all happy or bubbly, and now seems like the whole atmosphere has changed. It's so depressing talking about these things.
那刚才我们都还很开心，但是现在听完这些新闻的内容，会不会就一下子就觉得很压抑了呢？
Does anyone feel that way?
有没有人是这么感受的呢？
Is anyone going to blame me?
有人要怪我啊。
Of course, I'm not trying to make you feel sad or feel bad about all these things.
当然，我不是故意要令大家伤心或者是很难受。
But I share these things for two reasons.
但我有两个原因啊，为什么要这样分享
？First, who knows such things won't happen to us one day?
那第一个原因就是，我们没有人知道。同样的事情在我们身上不会发生。
One day something unexpected, unimaginable might happen to us, but would we have the strength, the courage, you know, to live on, to face these problems?
那有一天有可能同样的事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们是否有力量去面对这样的挑战呢？
Or would we just lose all hope and give up?On God, give up on the world, and sink into despair.
还是我们会失去盼望，然后就放弃神，也放弃我们的生活，就变成很悲伤欲绝。
Even if such things never happens to us, the second reason why I would share these things is that have we ever thought about helping other people who are in the depths of despair and to, you know, be their support and to show them there's still hope in this life.
那么就算同样的事情永远都不会在我们身上发生，但是第二个原因我跟大家分享的就是我们是否可以去鼓励在这样情况底下的人呢？能够去帮助他们呢？
We are so blessed, so fortunate to be still living, still enjoying love.So why don't we also share what we have with other people who aren't as lucky as us?
其实我们都是很蒙福的，我们中间有爱，有彼此的鼓励。那为什么我们不能够去关怀这些在受苦里面的，在苦难当中的人呢？
Maybe you might think, you know, I'm quite strong. I have very high EQ. You know, like I can take anything calmly.
或许你觉得我是一个很能承受压力啊，就是情商是很高的一个人，能够面对这些不同的挑战。
But don't boast about it too quickly. Don't be too self-confident that you won't be one who ended up in depression or other kinds of emotional illness.
我刚才说的不是 Grace， 就是问大家，你或许觉得自己是情商很高，承受能力很高的人，但是都不要太快去夸口，那有可能不是意想不到的情况下，我们就变成很忧郁都有可能的。
Why do I say that? Because
为什么我这么说呢？
Albert and I actually knew a friend from China.
因为 Albert 跟我曾经在中国认识一个朋友。
She's a very capable lady.
这个朋友是很能干的一个女士。
She's a businesswoman. She's like a senior manager at some company.
那她就是其实在一个公司里面职位是非常高的一个管理人士了。
And she used to go around China, go around different cities in China, giving sessions or workshops on psychology.
那她就常常在中国的不同城市去做这些心理学的这些的讲座。
And she used to tell us, you know, I'm really resilient. I'm emotionally and mentally strong.
那她常常跟我分享，其实她的内心是很强大的，在精神上面啊，还有情绪上面都是很稳的。
She's told us that more than once, like many, many times actually.
那她就跟我们分享超过一次啊，多次都是这么说的。
So kind of gave us the impression that this lady must be really emotionally stable and she can handle anything that happens to her.
所以我们的感受就是这个女士其实内心很强大，可以面对不同的这些情绪啊，都是很稳固的。
But then one day, she shared with me, she almost broke down completely after a thief had gone or burgled into her house.
但是意想不到，就是有一天，她跟我分享，她差点彻底崩溃，原因就是有一个小偷去进了她的房子。
She just happened to go down to the corner shop to buy something, and then when she went home, she realized her house had been burgled.
那其实她就是下去一个店买一些东西，上来的时候就发现房子被人已经抢劫了，很乱了这样。
And she was so scared that she couldn't go back home for many days.
那她后来就非常的紧张害怕，那就没法回到自己的房子，有好多天都是这样的状态。
That really made me think, like, didn't this lady, you know, tell us how resilient she was? How come she would be like that, like, just because someone broke into her house?
所以我觉得很奇怪，之前她跟我们的分享就是她内心是非常强大的，但是没想到这样的一个事情就使到她彻底的崩溃。
Well, to be fair, maybe she was also going through some problems with her husband at that time.
那如果公平一点来讲，或许其中一个原因就是当时她跟她丈夫的关系不是太好，有一些的问题。
But you see, no one can boast that we can handle everything. Like, you never know what will happen to you.
所以大家看到吗？其实我们每一个人都不能够夸口，就是我们是很稳固的，因为我们不知道明天我们身上将会发生什么事情。
And especially nowadays, in this day and age, we are living in a world where nothing makes sense anymore.
特别是今日的时代，其实在世界上好多事情都是无解的。
Think about that 22-year-old bomber who would just do something like that to hurt the most innocent, vulnerable people, the children and the young people.
那想想这个二十多岁的这个自杀是炸弹这个自爆者，那没想到他是伤害了这么多无辜的这些的年轻人。
And actually, if you pay attention in your school, Maybe many of your friends are actually quite depressed, but you might not notice at first.
另外一个情况就是，或许当中的年轻人，去留意学校的一些朋友，那有一些其实是很忧郁的。
Because many children nowadays they lack the love from their parents.
原因就是很多的孩子们在家庭里面都缺乏了爱。
Many children and teenagers they grow up in broken families.
那很多的小孩跟青少年，他们是来自破碎的家庭。
And for some even worse, they get emotionally or sexually abused.
那更糟糕的是，有一些的情况是他们受到了。情绪上或者是身体上的这些的虐待跟侵犯。
And the figures are really shocking. Like if you do some research online.
那网上给我们的这些数据其实是很令人震惊的。
I remember maybe about a month ago, I was researching for some information online.
那我记得一个月前我在网上查一些资料。
And to my shock, I came across so many.Posts or messages left by various teenagers and children. They were all sexually abused at some point in their life.
那我找到一个资料，就是令我很震惊，就是很多有一些的很多的青年人十多岁的青年人都留言说，分享自己曾经被性侵犯的这些的经过。
Not just girls, but even boys.
不单单是女孩，也有男孩。
So living in such a world, such a chaotic world, it's difficult not to sink into despair, isn't it?
所以生活在这么混乱的这个世界里面，如果不去忧虑，不去忧愁，那其实是很难的。
对，不抑郁才怪了，是吧？And for people growing up, like, you might also struggle with identity issues, like self-esteem issues.
那有一些的年轻人成长的过程中也会面对这个
自我形象的
这些的困扰。Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't feel that we fit in.
很多时候我们觉得我们跟其他人没办法打成一片。
And sometimes some people might even get bullied at school.
那有一些人就在学校被人欺负。
So today I want to talk a little bit about my own experience, how I used to be very depressed and actually not just depressed as used in everyday English, but actually depression as an illness.
那我今天想跟大家分享一些我自己的经历，那我曾经是非常忧郁的一个人，抑郁的人呢，那就不是字面上的这种程度，而是达到了像生病一样的这种的程度。
It's an emotional illness.
是情绪上的一个病。
I don't know if you can still, I mean.People who know me today might feel, wow, you know, Grace is always so cheerful and so happy, and they would find it hard to believe that I used to be such a depressed person as a teenager.
那其实好多人认识我的人都觉得我很开朗，那很难想象我在十多岁的时候曾经有这些情绪病。
But my depression actually started probably as early as primary school.
那我的抑郁症最早开始的时候可能就是在中学的时候
primary school
小学、
But it was just not as obvious at that time.
那当时候并不是很明显。
I would just say maybe compared to other kids, I tend to you know, cry a bit more. I get, you know, anxious or get anxious easily, and maybe I used to think a bit too much. That's what I felt as a kid.
在小时候的时候，对比其他的小朋友，我是更容易哭啊，很容易紧张啊，还有想的很多啊，这些。
And sometimes, like when I'm with my friends, or when I was with my friends, like we were just really enjoying ourselves, and then all of a sudden, I would feel, you know, I'm so lonely, like even though I was surrounded by people.
那我记得有这样的经历了，就是我跟一些小伙伴就是玩得很开心的时候，会突然觉得很孤单啊，那就好像突然就很沮丧一样。
I guess part of it was because my mother used to be in and out of hospital a lot.
那其中一个原因，我想是因为我的妈妈在当时常常进出医院。
So maybe compared to other kids, I had to struggle with issues of death from a very early age.
所以对比其他的小朋友，其实我在很年轻的时候就必须要面对死亡的这个问题。
So on the surface, I might still be like other kids, like, you know, we enjoyed having fun together. But I remembered many times, all of a sudden, I would just be sitting by myself.
那表面上我好像看起来跟其他的小朋友没有什么区别，但是很多时候我会自己突然就一个人坐。
And then I would suddenly feel this really heavy burning in my heart, and I would start missing my mom a lot, and I would be like, I want to go home now.
所以我心里面就会突然间很沉重，那我很想念我的妈妈，就会想立刻就回到家去见她。
When I was in primary six, again, my mom was hospitalized.
那在我小学六年级的时候，我妈妈进了医院。
And I was so scared and so worried that I cried every single day.
那当时我是非常的担心，我每一天都哭。
And then my class teacher had to ask me to see her every recess.
那我的老师呢？学校的老师就要求我就是
每个
课堂休息的时间就要去办公室找她。
Yep.But even at such a young age, I realized human words could not really solve my problem.
那当时候我年轻的我就已经发现其实很多时候人的说话并不能够解决问题。
I appreciated her concern, her support, and it might help just a little bit.
那我其实对老师对我的关心关怀是很感激的，那可能帮助我有一点点。
But as soon as I...You know, went out of her office and back into this world again. Then the same despair just overwhelmed me again.
但是当我走出老师的办公室呢，之前所经历的这些沮丧啊，跟抑郁啊，又回来了。
And it had been a very long struggle, and because of time, I can't go into detail. But basically, from primary school, it got worse and worse.
那这样的情况其实发生了挺久的，那在小学之后就越来越糟糕。
And I guess another triggering factor might be the stress that I gave myself.
那另外一个可能的原因，我觉得是我对自己的给自己的压力是很大的。
Especially when it comes to studying.
特别对于学习学校的课业来说。
Part of this bondage of stress.Came because there was a constant drive in me to want to excel in everything that I do.
那会有这样子的压力跟捆绑，其中一个原因就是我很想就是总是成功的。
I'm sure all of you would hope that you're popular among your friends, right?
那其实我们不知道你们会不会都很希望自己在朋友圈里面是很受欢迎的。
But at school, I found that I couldn't find any friend that's trustworthy.
但是在学校里面，我发现我没有找到一个朋友是值得我信赖的。
Even my best friend could be talking behind my back, so much that one day, all about six or seven of them were like yelling at me, telling me how bad I was and things like that. One day.
那就算我的最好的朋友。那他也在背后去说我的坏话，所以有一天，六七个朋友就突然间去责骂我，去说我的一些不是。
So when you lose hope in people, you know, lose this trust, you don't feel loved, then you know you just get more and more negative about everything.
所以当你对人失去信心，很难去信赖别人，那就会变得越来越沮丧跟负面。
And then I moved to Australia, and I was in secondary school then.
那后来我就去了澳洲，那时候就去了中学。
I thought, hey, you know, I'm in a new environment, so I can start everything all over again.
那我想啊，这个是新的环境，那我应该可以啊重新再来过。
Maybe if I don't give myself so much pressure in terms of studies.
那如果不给自己在学习上面有这么大的压力的话。
And I get to know new friends.
那也去交新的朋友。
Maybe I'll feel better.
或许我心情就会好。
But to my disappointment.
但是我很失望的是。
I think about half a year or even a few months after I arrived in Australia.
那可能过了半年或者是几个月。在我去了澳洲之后
，The same old problem came back.
那这个旧的问题又出现了。
I started getting depressed again.
那我就再一次变得很抑郁。
And this time is even worse.
那这一次就更糟糕了。
I was about to take what was equivalent to GCSE here.
那当时我就准备要。类似 GCSE 的东西的这个考试。
Yep. So I was preparing, hopefully, you know, I could get to uni one day.
那我就期望着有一天可以去到大学。
But I was so stressed and depressed that I couldn't even study. I couldn't focus.
但是当时候我的状态是紧张到一个程度，就是没办法专心，没办法读书。
You know what I would do every day?
那大家知道我当时候每一天都做什么吗？
When I got home, I'll lock myself in my room.
那当时候我回到家之后就把自己关在房间里。
And then we'll switch off all the lights.
那我就关灯。
I'll be just shivering there or like staring into the dark.
那我就在那里发抖啊，或者是望着这个黑暗。
And I just felt complete sense of hopelessness, helplessness.
那就会感受到很深的绝望跟无助。
I didn't know why I was living on this earth, like what's a purpose?
那当时候的我就不明白为什么我要在世界上活着。
Why do I have to, you know, study so hard and what's the point? Like if one day all of us have to, you know, die and you can't take anything with you, not even your loved ones.
那我就在想，那如果有一天我们的这些成就都不会跟着我们，甚至我们所爱的人都不会都会离我们而去。
So I felt, you know, like there's no point. Like, why do I have to struggle every day to live on and repeating the same routine day after day?
所以我就觉得每一天这么的努力啊，去做重复的事情有什么意义呢？
And then I started binge eating as well.
那当时候我就开始这个暴饮暴食。
But then the interesting thing was.Like my friends and even my parents didn't really know the extent of my depression.
那有趣的就是我的父母亲甚至我的朋友都没有意识到我的这个情绪病的严重。
Because sometimes people with depression they are quite good at pretending as well.
原因就是很多时候有情绪病的人他们都有可能是也会掩饰的。
Yeah, 假装 okay. So when I was in front of my teachers, my friends at church, I would still be this smiling grace.
所以在教会啊，学校啊，那我还是这个看起来很开朗的这个一个人。
And since I was a teenager at that time, growing up, eating a bit more seemed to be normal.
所以特别是当时候我是十多岁，所以对于一个年轻人来讲，吃很多东西好像也不是太奇怪。
But actually, deep inside, I knew it was a serious problem.
但是其实我自己心里面是很清楚的知道这是一个很严重的问题。
Because I would eat and eat, and even if I felt I was about to vomit, I would still want to eat. I couldn't control myself.
原因就是我会一直吃，一直吃，一直就算好像感觉要吐了，我都还是想吃。
And you know, sometimes church would have dinner fellowship where, well, at least back then, we would each bring a dish, so it's a bit like potluck here.
那当时候在教会有些时候会有 聚餐呢，每一个人，每一个家庭带一道菜。
And all my friends from youth group would be like eating and chatting.
那我的朋友们在青年组的这些的小伙伴，他们都会，在吃东西啊，在聊天啊。
But then I wasn't listening to the conversation at all.
但是在他们聊天的时候，我就没有留意他们在讲什么。
My eyes were just staring at the food and think, okay, what am I going to get next?
那我的眼睛就盯着那个不同的食物，那我就去想啊，我接下来要吃什么。
So it's actually very weird, like, you know, why would you focus on the food so much?
所以就很奇怪，为什么一个人会这么专注在食物上面。
I think it was a way for me to release my tension, maybe.
所以我猜可能是我释放压力的一种的方式。
So some people, when they are depressed, they would become anorexic as well, like they don't eat.
所以另外一类型的人，他们有这个
厌食症，
也是或许也是有原因的。
And then there are other people who would just choose to sleep and sleep and, you know, escape, try to escape from reality.
那另一类的人，他们去逃避这些压力，就是去睡，一直睡觉啊，然后就不愿意去面对这个现实。
But for me, it was different. I didn't choose to sleep or to, you know, like, not eat things. Instead, I ate a lot.
所以我的情况就不是去睡很多觉或者是不吃东西，那我的情况就是我会变得一直想吃东西。
But it was even more complicated because as girls at that age, you do care about your appearance, right?
但是很纠结的就是在当时候对于一个年轻的女孩来讲，这个外貌也是我所关注的。
So of course, as you eat so much, you will gain weight.
那当你吃这么多的时候，那肯定会有增加重量。
And then when you look at the mirror and you're like, oh, I hate myself, you know, this is disgusting, like, you just hate every part of yourself.
那当我照镜子的时候就会觉得啊，这个怎么会这么恶心呢？那我就很对自己非常的厌恶。
And I hated myself even more because I couldn't even control my appetite.
那我很厌恶自己，也是因为我没法控制我的食欲。
But I still had to pretend.In front of others.
但我还要去在其他众人面前去假装去掩饰自己的问题。
So when my friends, if they were on diet, I would be like, you know, like you girls, why do you care about your weight so much? Look at me, I just eat anything.
那些女性的我的朋友在当他们想就是说自己在节食啊，在减肥的时候，我就会对他们说啊，那为什么？你要这么在意自己的体重呢？看我多么轻松自在。
But actually, I was under great, great bondage.
但是实际上来说，我自己是在很大的捆绑底下。
So it got up to a point where I was secretly thinking maybe I should seek help from some psychologists or some counselors of some kind.
后来情况就是越来越严重。所以我自己心里面就开始想，我应该去找心理医生去寻求帮助。
So just now I said it's strange that even my parents they didn't seem to notice the extent of my depression.
那刚刚我分享，就连我的父母亲都没有发现我有情绪病。
It's not because they don't care about me.
那原因就不是他们不关心我。
But it's strange, like sometimes We might think, people who are depressed, they can seek help, from some kind of counseling or get help from social workers or things like that.
那么我们可能会想啊，一些有情绪病的人，他们其实可以去找心理医生啊，或者是社工啊，去谈谈他们的问题。
But the fact is, actually, only those people who love you totally would be able to help.
但是实际上来讲，那些真正能帮助我们的人呢，是那些完全没有保留我深爱我们的人。
But even people who love you totally, such as my parents.
即使是那些完全爱我们的人，就好像我的父母。
Might not understand the full extent or nature of your internal suffering.
他们 也没法完全去体会跟明白在我内心一个人内心的这些的问题跟受苦。
It's really personal.
是非常个人的。
And sometimes it's even like you even don't understand like what you're thinking or you can't describe or express what's inside that's bothering you.
甚至自己也没法很清楚的去形容发生在内心的这些的这些的情况。
So only God, who created us, who knows every bit of us, our inmost thoughts and things that, yeah, only God himself can help us and get us out of that situation.
所以其实真正能明白我们内心最深处的这些情况的，那只有创造我们的神呢，只有他能够帮助我们离开这样的情况。
Because if you listen to people in interviews and things like that, they would tell you how many times they've tried therapy, how many times they've tried medication.
那如果有看过一些的采访，那有一些情绪病的人，他们就会分享曾经去找医生有好几好很多次，也尝试不同的药很多次。
And yet.It seemed like after trying pretty much everything, nothing seemed to really help.
那，就是其实都试过不同的治疗啊，跟方式，好像没有一个是，可以去帮助到他的。
A lot of times, the patient knew in their heads like, "Oh, I shouldn't be so pessimistic. I don't need to, dwell on something."But they just don't have the strength to get out of that situation.
那很多时候，这个病人是明白自己应该不要去被这些的抑郁的情绪所控制。但是虽然他们不想被控制，但是没有办法，没有这个力量去离开这些的想法。
Of course, I'm not saying that medication doesn't play a part. I know some people do need to take medication to at least, stabilize the situation so that they can.Receives further counseling and hopefully they will feel better.
当然，我在这里并不是说吃药并不重要，因为吃药有可能可以帮助到一个人去稳定这个情况能够使到他可以比较稳定的时候就可以去寻求帮助，去找医生。
But that doesn't solve the root of the problem. So you would hear people talking about relapse.
但是吃药并不能够解决这个。根本的这个问题所以就会听到有些人说他们吃药就
复发
然后这个情况之后又是 复发了，这个病情又回来了。
And so often there are side effects of medication as well.
那另外一个就是吃药也会有副作用的。
But for me personally, I really thank God for saving me.
那对我个人来说，我回想就非常的向神感恩，因为他拯救我。
So before I even got a chance to seek counseling or to see a psychologist, God intervened.
所以，在我，就是其实我还没有去看心理医生，或者是去有一些的寻求人的帮助的时候，那神就插手了。
You see, depression is really exhausting.
那其实。情绪病呢，由于抑郁症其实是令人非常消耗精力的。
It takes up so much of your time and energy.
使到你的时间跟精力都是好像吸走了。
And silence about it, not talking about it, really makes it even worse.
那就是不分享出去呢，那会使到这个情况越来越糟糕。
But then one day, my teacher, God used.My religion teacher, who was a Jew, to help me.
那当时候神就借着我的老师这个宗教课的老师去帮助我。
He's an intelligent old man.
那他是一个很有智慧的长者。
And he loved me very much.
那他也是非常疼爱我的。
So maybe because I was probably the only Chinese in his religion class and American history class.
或许原因就是我是整个学所有学生中唯一的华人。
And one day he suddenly came up to me and said, Grace, come take a seat.
那有一天这个老师就对我说啊 ,Grace, 你过来坐下。
Actually, I knew it wasn't just him talking to me. I think it was God using him to speak to me.
所以现在回想我觉得是神借着这个老师向我说话。
And he said, you know, people might think, you know, you're this pleasant girl, like when we look at you, always smiling and so nice to people.
他说啊大家都觉得你是很美好啊很开心很开朗的一个女孩。
But inside you,is a complete mess.
但是你的内心是非常混乱的。
You're feeling horrible inside.
你是感受是觉得很糟。
Actually, I can't remember his exact wording, but something like that. And then I just started crying like really bad.
那原话我已经忘记了，但是当他跟我分享之后，我就开始一直哭。
So it was at that point that I kind of realized how worse my condition was.
所以当时我就意识到啊，其实我情绪病的状况是很糟糕的。
But then again, the only way he could suggest me was to see the school counselor every day.
那但是当时我的老师对我的建议只能给我就是去见这个学校的
辅导员。And again, I appreciated the love they showed me.
那我也是，其实对他们对我的疼爱是非常感激的。
The time, you know, the counselor was willing to spend with me, talking, encouraging me.
那这个辅导员就愿意花时间去鼓励我，去关心我。
But it didn't change anything. I was still the same person.
什么都没有改变，我的情况还是一样。
And to share with you something really funny, I recently watched a program about depression.
跟大家分享一个有趣的事情。最近我看了关于抑郁症的一个新闻。
And the scholar actually interviewed a really primitive tribe.
那这个在一个学者就去采访一些土著。
And these tribal people were telling this scholar or psychologist how they think the Western mental health therapies don't help at all.
那这些土著就对这个心理医生说，他们觉得西方治疗心理疾病的方式其实是没有用的。
You know why?
知道原因是什么吗？
And they said, well, these mental health workers, they didn't take people into sunshine where people feel better.
那他们就说啊，这些帮助心理有疾病的人啊，这些的工作人员就没有带这个病人去到阳光底下，使到他们感受更好。
Because you know that, like today, like if you go in just into nature, you start feeling a bit better. You're not as focused on your own problem or your own emotions, right?
那好像今天我们有机会看到这个美丽的大自然。那我们就不会去关注在自己的问题，而是去欣赏这个美丽的风景。
Instead, what they did was that they took people one at a time.
那这些心理工作者他们做的反而是，把病人一个一个叫来。
Ask them to come into a tiny room, or well, maybe it's a big room, but anyways, and then have them talk for an hour about bad things that happened to them.
那就请病人来到一个房间里面，然后就是去讲这些发生在他们身上很糟糕的事情，要讲差不多几个钟。
Of course, these people will continue to be depressed.
那当然，这些病人会继续去，继续抑郁下去。
And I thought, wow, what great insight these tribal people have.
所以当时我就觉得啊，这些的土著人他们很有洞见。
So in a way, I'm so thankful that God spared me like, from all these counseling that, well, claim to help, but maybe in reality may not really help.
所以现在回想起来就觉得很感恩，因为我当时并没有去接受这些的心理辅导就不用去 面对这些其实根本就没有治标不治本的这些的方式啊。
Because we actually know a very good friend, a sister from church in Hong Kong.
我们其实认识在香港的一位的教会的姐妹。
She went for some Christian counseling.
那她就去接受一个基督教的一些的心理辅导。
Because very unfortunately, after she got married, she was stuck in a very bad situation. Her husband was basically kind of pushing her out, like, you know, so emotionally she was abused in a way.
那当时候她所经历的在婚姻里面，她的丈夫是情在感情上面是把她越来越推不理她，就把她置于就是不去理她了这样。
冷暴力 ，basically it's 冷暴力，
是一种情绪上的虐待。
So she sought help from Christian counselors.
所以到时候她就寻求一些基督教辅导的一些帮助。
But did she get better at all?
但是后来她有没有变得更好呢
？No, she got even worse.
她的病情就越来越糟糕。
She started becoming really angry about everything, and even about church or God.
那她就对任何事情都是很生气啊，去生气神跟生气教会。
And she even started swearing.
那甚至她也开始去爆粗口。
And like everyone was really surprised because she wasn't like that at all.
那所以当时候好多人都觉得很震惊，因为知道她从前并不是这样的人。
And what happened was, at the counseling sessions, the counselors made her think about all the bad things that happened to her as a kid, as her child, you know, throughout her teenage years.
那原因就是在这些心理咨询，就是心理辅导的过程中，这个辅导员就让她去回想在年幼的时候发生在她身上这些的不好的事情啊，等等。
And they were telling her, you know, you are the victim.
那他们就对她说啊，其实你是受害者。
You know, all your life you have been too nice. You're always concerned about other people's feelings.
那他们就对她说啊，你其实太好人了，你总是去为别人去想。
You've neglected yourself.
那你从来没有为自己想。
And that's why you end up where you are at now.
这个就是为什么你现在会这么。有抑郁的原因。
But you see, it's totally different from what the Bible is teaching us to forget about our own feelings, our own needs, at least not keep dwelling on it, right?
那其实这样的辅导跟圣经所教导的是完全相反的。圣经所说，不要一个人不要去专注在自己的感情啊，去只是为自己想。
So for me, I was so thankful that.Before I even got confused by all these so-called wisdom from psychology and things like that.
所以我自己非常庆幸，我就没有去接受这些所谓心理学上的一些的智慧的有智慧的辅导。
I called out for help from God.
那我当时候是向神去求救，去呼求。
I was so depressed that I felt.If it wasn't because of my parents who loved me so much, I would have ended my life.
那当时我抑郁的程度就是，如果不是神去救我，不是我的父母去鼓励我，那我很可能已经自杀，已经死了。
What I mean is that the only reason I didn't choose to end my life was that I don't want my parents to, you know, feel sad for the rest of their lives. You know, I felt that would be so unfair to them.
那，说的准确一点就是，我很可能会自杀，但是，我不想自杀的原因就是不想让我的父母亲，就在神面前觉得非常的愧疚，就是一生都是带着这个愧疚，我就不想有这样的情况发生。
So you find that for people who are depressed, it's so important to know that they are loved.
所以大家留意到吗？对于那些在抑郁症底下的人。非常重要的一点就是他们必须感受到也知道自己是被爱的。
But basically I was in a state where I felt there's no way out. I really can't live on unless I can start everything all over again.
所以当时候我的感受就是，我没有办法再继续活下去了，除非有一个新的开始。
I need a new life.
我需要一个全新的生活。
A new way of looking at things, looking at myself, looking at the world.
这是一个全新的方式去看生命，去看这个世界。
Because my thinking was already completely distorted by that time.
原因就是当时我的思想已经完全的被扭曲了。
So I was crying out from my heart, but actually I wasn't sure whether there was a God even.
那当时我心里面是在呼叫呼求的，但其实我还不是很确定这个世界上是否有一位神。
Even though I have been attending church all my life.
纵然当时我已经参加教会，自从出生以来都是去教会的。
But I couldn't be 100% sure if God is real or whether it's just our imagination.
但是我当时我还不能够100%的确定，神真的存在，或者它只是我们的想象。
But since I always hear people talking about this verse from 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is printed on the sheet.
那当时我常常听人分享，我们经文这个上面所说，哥林多后书5:17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过。
So I was longing for this new life, and I was thinking to myself.
那当时我就很渴望这样子的新的生命。那我就想
，If God is real,
如果神是真实的
，and if all His promises in the Bible are real,
如果他在圣经里面的应许都是真的
，then I should be able to claim this promise.
那我应该可以去领受这个应许。
If I could experience.You know, his reality, then I should be able to be like what it says here, like I could become a new creation.
如果我可以经历到确确实实神是真的时候呢，那这里这个经文所说的应该可以在我身上发生。
Because the whole point of God sending Jesus is to reconcile us with him.
原因就是神差基督来就是为了帮助我们与他和好。
You know, so that we are truly a child of God.
我们能够真正的成为神的儿女。
So just because this was kind of my last, last hope or last possible way out.
那就这个就好像成为我最后的一线希望。
So every day when I locked myself in that dark room.
所以当时每一天我把自己关在一个漆黑的房间里的时候。
I knelt down and I begged God, just really like a beggar.You know, please God, if you are real, please help me.
那我就跪下来，去祈求神，就好像一个乞丐一样，去说，神啊，求你帮助我，如果你真实存在的话。
Like Psalm 130, if you look a bit further down.
就好像诗篇130篇，这里说在往下几节经文。
Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Yahweh.O Yahweh, hear my voice. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy.
Yahweh, 我从深处向你求告，主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
The extent of my inner pain and suffering is beyond what you can imagine, and I don't even know how to express it to you all.
所以当时我心里面。伤痛的程度，我也不知道怎么样，才能够跟大家说明说得清楚。
But I just kind of call out from my heart because I was so tired I couldn't even pray out loud. It's just like this weak voice inside my heart.
所以当时我就是这样去向神祷告的，其实当时心里面已经非常的累，就好像一个很细小的声音在我里面向神说话。
And God, He listened to me.
但是神就听了我的祷告。
And I prayed to Him. I said, God, I don't even know what evidence I want or I demand to prove that you're there.
那我就向神说，其实我自己都不清楚 怎样的证据才能够使到我确信你是真实的？
But if you are a real God, please have mercy on me. Please just show me that you are real.
那我就向神祷告说，神啊，若是你是真实存在的，求你怜悯我，帮助我认识到你是真的。
And please let me see your reality up to a point where I will no longer deny it.
求你帮助我能够看到你的真实，真到一个程度是我没办法否认的。
And I will surely follow you for the rest of my life.
如果是这样，那我就愿意一生都去跟从你。
So I prayed similar prayer day after day for maybe less than a month.
所以当时我就每天都是重复这个祷告，大概有一个月的时间，应该没有到一个月的时间。
And to my surprise, within such a short time, God intervened.
那我就很惊讶地发现，在这么短的时间内，神就介入了。
And one day just after my Chinese exam,
那有一天我完成了我中文的考试。
I started binge eating again.
那我就开始又暴饮暴食了。
I ate a whole box of really rich chocolate.
那当时我就吃了整盒很浓的巧克力。
And again, I felt like throwing up.
然后就感觉要吐。
And again, I hated myself so bad.
那时候我就非常的厌恶自己。
And so I started looking at the Bible, and I was kind of teasing myself, you know, like kind of really sarcastic, saying, oh, you've eaten so much physical food, why don't you eat some spiritual food?
那时候我就好像去取笑自己啊，那既然吃这么多肉身的食物，那我现在就来吃一点属灵的食物吧。
So I turned open my Bible.
所以我就打开圣经。
And actually, since I've been going to church since, you know, like a kid, maybe like Ernestine or Julia, like I grew up in church, I thought I would know every verse in the Bible.
所以当时其实我从小就去教会啊，像当中 Ernestine 或者 Julia, 那我以为我已经很熟悉圣经每一句经文都看过。
But for some reason that day, God kind of opened my eyes to see the same words in a totally different light.
但是很奇妙的就是那一天神帮助我看到一节经文，是
一节 is passages,
就是一段经文是
many passages,
是曾经看过的，但是完全是一种新的体验跟感受。
So I won't go into detail how God spoke to me through His Word, but basically it's almost like a sermon. Like He introduced me to Himself, to Jesus, His Son, all over again.
所以因为时间关系就没法详细说明整个的过程。但是其实当时神好像是在讲一篇道给我听一样，就是解释耶稣是谁。
And that he showed me that he knew exactly what my problems were.
那他就显明给我看，他是完全知道我的问题在哪里。
In fact, it was so accurate that I was stunned. Like I was like, oh my God, God is real.
那情况就是神很准确地指出我的问题，使到我非常的震惊啊。那我就突然间很怕啊，原来神是真的。
Yeah, for the first time in my life, I kind of tasted what the awe, you know, in awe of God is, what being in awe of God is.
所以当时我就第一次对神肃然起敬。
And then suddenly, I think God, knowing my doubtful character, He gave me further assurance, and suddenly I heard God speaking to me directly.
那神非常清楚我是很多就是多疑的人。所以神又给我另外一个确据，就是突然间我听到神向我说话。
And it's only three words, very simple, three words.
那就有三个字。
It was in Cantonese.
很简单的三个字。
我还懂。
就是广东话的
I'm here.
别懂。
我在这里。Like, yeah, so God was just telling me very simply, it's like, I'm here.
所以神就对我很简洁地说我在这。
And I can tell you it's nothing, it's not imagination, because I was very, I wasn't in an emotional state. Rather, I was actually quite in a thinking state, so I was fully aware of what's going on.
所以当时的情况就不是我情绪很高昂啊，而是我当时是在一个很冷静在思考的一个状态底下听到神向我说话。
And it was just so clear that it was like a stamp that stamped straight into my heart.
那他向我说话是这么的清晰，就好像一个印章一样印到我的心里面去。
And from that moment onwards, I knew there's no turning back. I can't deny his reality anymore.
所以那一刻起，我就清楚地明白，我就没有办法去否认他的真实了。
I was asking God to give me evidence which I didn't know what it was, what it would be.
之前的祷告就是我向神求帮助我能够知道他是真实的证据，虽然我不知道我应该求什么。
And somehow God just did that in this simple way and I could no longer deny his reality.
那后来神就这样子去回应这个祷告，直到我没法否认他的真实。
And what's the proof of that, you know, this incident not being some kind of emotional imagination?
那这件事情不是我自己幻想的另外一个证据，就是
At that very moment, all the burdens in my heart, like all these heaviness, was lifted.
那就是那一刻，我心里面之前这么
压住我很多年的
这些重担就一下子就好像被拿走
Just like that
就是 一刹那之间就拿走
And I felt it's like complete You know like so 怎么说呢 It's really clean inside I felt like there's I don't want to use the word empty But it seems like there's nothing inside、it's, I feel so like as if I can fly Or even I can jump and dance Yeah it's just soSuch an amazing feeling, yeah.
是很奇妙的感受，就是好像觉得自己心里面非常的清醒，好像我可以飞起来一样。
And also, my binge eating stops.
那之后，我这个暴饮暴食的这个症状也消失了。
I still remembered how amazing it was, like when I sat down to eat with my family, with the co-workers I was staying with, and I could feel that freedom. I could control how much.I eat.
那我当时就发现，我跟我的家人一起住的这些同工老师吃饭的时候，我就发现有新的这样的一种的自由，可以去控制我的食欲。
It's really amazing. I could enjoy the food. I could taste it, and yet I could stop. Like it's just a very interesting experience that I had lost for a long time.
那当时我仍然是很享受吃东西的，但是不同的就是，是完全可以控制我自己的食欲，这个是之前不能够做到。
And also my stress, you know, I used to be stressed out all the time, but this stress had God had lifted as well, taken it away, and I was having my final exams, and I could be so at peace throughout my exams.
那之前是很容易有。紧张啊，压力啊，但是神也帮助我可以把这些都拿走，所以我可以很平静安稳的去面对不同的考试。
So I learned the secret, and it's on, you know, Philippians 4, so on the back of the page, Philippians 4.
所以我就学了这个秘诀，就是第二页所说腓立比书的这个经文。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
这里说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我在说你们要喜乐。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安。并在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So I experienced this complete peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guarding my heart. You know this word "guard" is really like soldiers or bodyguards there protecting you. You know, and it's really beyond your imagination.
所以当时候的我就经历到这节经文所说， 来自神出人意外的平安就守护我的心，就好像一个守卫去守护我的心，帮助我能够有平安。
And ever since then, I really experienced a new life in Christ, and I, you know, like become totally different. I'm always truly happy, smiling, cheerful.
所以从那一次的经历以后，我就经历到一个完全不一样的生命状态了。那我就开始又有了微笑，能够有一份的喜乐。
But because it's kind of in my character to stress out easier than other people.
那其实我性格里面比其他人更容易紧张。
So what I had to learn is really in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, I had to, you know, come before God, humble myself, and to call for help.
所以我需要学习的就是，这节经文里面说的去在神面前谦卑自己，向神去祷告，求他帮助我有平安。
And then I would feel again like after prayers, and you know.Being quiet before him, he would give me the peace and strength once again.
那我就学习在神面前安静去祈求的时候，那神的平安跟力量就再次来到我的身上。
And notice here it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I would say rejoice.
留意到这里说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我在说你们要喜乐。
And it seems like it's something that we need to do, right? This is a command. You rejoice.
那这里所说的是我们要去做的，就好像给我们的一个吩咐，我们要去行。
But for a depressed person, it's not like he or she doesn't want to rejoice.
但是对于一个有情绪病的人来说，并不是他不想去喜乐。
But you just can't, like you're stuck there.
问题就是你没法喜乐起来。
So the condition, the prerequisite, like. For you to be able to rejoice is unless you are this new being in Christ, so that you know in the Lord you can rejoice.
那所以，要能够真正喜乐起来呢，除非你是在主耶稣基督里的一个新造的人，那才能够经历到神的力量，能够喜乐起来。
So the starting point must be we have this new life, you know, from God.
所以这个起点就必须要是。我们在从神那里能够有一个新生命。
Maybe your situation is different from mine. Maybe you don't suffer any emotional illness.
或许大家的情况跟我不同，你并没有情绪病啊等等。
But there must be something in your life that you want to change.
但是相信每一个人在自己的生命中都有想要改变的东西。
There are things that you don't seem to be able to change by your own strength.
有一些东西你知道靠着自己的力量是改变不到的。
Then it's time for you to humble yourself and come to God.
如果是这样的话呢，那就是时候，你要来到神面前去谦卑自己。
And let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
让我们看这个耶利米书第二章十三节。
I really like this imagery, this picture presented here.
那我很喜欢在这里所给我们看到的图画。
It says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and dug out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water."
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源。为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
I think each of us is a bit like that. Like we seek, happiness, meaningfulness, in this world, anywhere but God. So anywhere else instead or apart from God.
我们每一个人在认识神之前都是这个情况呢。我们在世上去寻找，意义啊，去为自己。寻找价值，但是这些所找到的呢，都不是能够存留的，一个这些的，像这里说的池子。
So yeah, using our own strength, like we are just like these broken cisterns. Like you can't hold the water, you can't hold. And if you look at John chapter 7 verse 38,
那如果只是靠着自己呢，就好像是这里所形容的。池子是不能够存水的池子。那我们看一看《约翰福音》七章三十八节。
Here again, there's this mention of these rivers of living water.
那这里同样又说到这个活水的泉源。
And here is the words of Jesus. He says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water."
在这里，主耶稣说，信我的人就像圣经所说的，从他的腹中要涌流出活水的江河来。
So, as the new creation in Christ, you would see the total difference. Instead of someone who's always depressed, inward-looking, needing people to comfort them or help them.
那在一个如果你观察在基督里的一个新造的人，他们的情况就非常的不同，就不会再是往往需要别人一直去鼓励他使到他能够开心起来啊，这样的
一个，
或者是一个很容易专注在自己很内望的一个人。
It's almost like a dark hole, like you just kind of absorb everything and never being able to give anything.
那有一些人，他们好像黑洞一样，就是总是去吸收别人的给出的，但是没有办法去付出。
But you look at a new creation in Christ, and you know someone who's got this new life in Christ. It seems like there's endless energy, love, joy flowing from inside of them.
但是当我们去看一个在耶稣基督里新的创造的时候，就会发现完全相反的图画，总是有用不尽的力量跟泉源啊，从它里面去流出来，分享给其他人。
So this dynamic vitality
是非常有动力、有活力的。
That's because they have been connected to the source of the living water.
这个原因就是他们已经和这个活水的泉源已经连接起来了。
Instead of relying on themselves, you know, this broken system that can't hold any water.
对比，他们并不是像之前，为自己凿池子，但是凿出来池子却不能够存水的这样的情况。
So to conclude, even though I've put many verses here, I hope you will take time to read them in your own time. I won't go through it right now.
那去总结我的分享。那我希望大家有机会回去仔细的去看这些的经文，去默想当中的内容，那我就不会多花时间去每节去看了。
I have selected these Bible verses because they are some of the answers to my questions as I was struggling with depression and so on.
那我选这些经文的原因就是这些经文回答了当时候我在情绪病底下所不明白的一些的问题，那这些经文都给我了答案。
And I encourage each of you to really call out to God, just as Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9 says.
那我也鼓励大家，像以赛亚书58:9这里所说的，去向神呼求。
Then you shall call, and Yahweh will answer. You shall cry for help, and He will say, "Here I am."
以赛亚书58:9，那时你求告亚伟必应允，你呼求他必说，我在这里。
And I want to use this verse to conclude because remember the experience I had. God simply said to me, 我在这里 I'm here.
所以我想用这节经文去结束我的分享，因为刚才大家记得我的经历里面，神对我说，我在这里。
And I want every one of you to look at me.I want to tell you, the reason why I'm living for God is because He's so real in my life.
所以，我邀请大家去看我的原，就可以发现啊，其实，为什么我会这样子全心的付出去为神而活。
I only came across this verse many years after I was saved by God.
所以，其实在我经历刚才所分享的这个经历之后呢，
隔了很多年之后，
好多年之后，我才在圣经里面见到这一节经文。
I was so shocked.
那时候我就很震惊。
Because I thought God simply wanted to reassure me of His presence, and that's why He said I was here.
所以当时候我经历到神向我说话，我原来以为神只是要鼓励我，让我知道他是与我同在的。
I didn't know it was actually.From the Bible, these exact words were from the Bible.
当时我并不知道啊，其实他向我说的是来自于圣经的一个经文。
And I found out one time when I was on a mission trip and I was sharing my testimony, and when I was preparing for it, and then God showed me this verse.
那后来我是怎么知道是来自经文的啊圣经里面的呢？就是有一次我出去短宣，在预备我的见证分享的时候，那神就帮助我看到这一节经文。
And it was a time when I got the third degree burn on my knee.
那个时候就是我当时有一个烫伤，就是我的膝盖有一个三度烧伤的一个伤口。
And people were all telling me like, how come you could be so joyful like despite that really serious wound on your knee?
那在我周围的人，他们就对我说啊，真的不知道为什么你这么开心啊，受到第三级的烧伤之后还可以这么开心。
I actually stood for 2 hours sharing my testimony and singing songs for them.
当时去短宣的时候，我就大概站了有2个小时，也是分享我的见证，也去唱不同的诗歌。
So I think God gave me that verse to once again show me like, wow, you know, He's truly there and He's got a plan for me. And when I read that whole passage, I realized those were exactly my problems and. So I knew this was from God.
那当时我看这个经文的上文下理，那就对比我之前的状况跟问题，那就更加的确定这个是来自神对我的说话。
So I must end my sharing here because time is up.
那我今天的分享要在这里结束了，因为时间不早。
But I encourage you to really take a good look at all these passages.And especially Psalm chapter 73, which I wrote towards the bottom, I think it's an excellent psalm to meditate in light of Manchester's attack. 那我鼓励大家特别去看诗篇73篇，因为在我思考整件事情的时候，我觉得诗篇73篇真的是在解答一些的问题。就可能你会觉得为什么恶人就可以好像很猖狂啊，很
猖獗
啊，猖獗！神你在哪里啊？难道你看不见吗？但是直到那个诗人来到神的圣所的时候，他就明白了。So I encourage all of you, like if you are also troubled by the Manchester attack, you can take a good look at Psalm 73, because the psalmist was also expressing like that feeling of helplessness and.You know, not being able to understand why evil people seem to be prospering and yet, you know, the righteous are suffering. And in the end, he said, when I come, you know, into the sanctuary, then I understand. So I encourage all of you to treasure God's word.
So I encourage 大家去珍惜看重神的话语。
And I want to sing a song.
So I 也最后想唱一首歌送给大家。
A very nice song and...I hope it will encourage you, or you can use it to encourage your friends who might be in despair. 一首非常美的诗歌，希望能够鼓励。如果你是心情觉得很低落啊，很没出路的时候，可以鼓励到你，或者可以鼓励到你身边的朋友，在困难的时候不要放弃。And it's called 有一天 ，If One Day。So the original was written in Chinese, so I'll first sing in Chinese, and then I'll also sing in English, which is the translation. And then if you like it, you can join in as well. Okay. 感觉没人爱你 温暖一切冷漠。这个世界真有你，我上帝，他的双手渴望紧紧拥抱你。漫漫长夜陪你走，once in Chinese and one in English. It's also moving quite a couple of times. Yeah. that's it for tonight.
那我们今天就在这里，今晚结束。
Praise God.
Heavenly Father, we bless you, and may God bless you in your sleep tonight. We'll see each other again tomorrow morning for breakfast, and after breakfast, we have a second gathering here. So, yeah, we thank you.来干嘛祝福刚刚的声音那么听起来我就唱着一起然后就唱之后呢我就再有时间样的组会听日我们就学习一起 So good night
Just to remind you it's 8:15 for
breakfast
tomorrow morning
not 8:15 that's not terrible It's not bad. I know. Maybe he just wants to sleep in. But anyway, you take your own lap. You sit in the back. So, feel free to take it with you. It's for you. It's my present for you.
Thank you.
So, I hope you don't chuck it in the bin that you're really reading the present.